Hello, Across the Yellow Tape listeners. This is Royce Chandler speaking, and for this episode, we have a prompt but very important topic to discuss about vaccination. It's been well over a year now, and at this time in the U.S., we have had over 31 million cases of COVID and lost upwards to 560 fellow Americans. 2020 was one of the deadliest years for police in decades, marking a 96% increase in active duty police fatalities from 2019, and this is despite a decrease in firearm-related fatalities. In fact, for 2020, COVID-19 fatalities was the number one cause of active duty police deaths, more than any other cause combined. Right around the time COVID vaccines became available, a Police One-driven survey with a total of 3,300 responders showed that only 38% of officers were willing to get the vaccine. Comparatively, a separate survey showed U.S. adults were more willing to get the vaccine than police, with over 60% of individuals indicating a willingness to be vaccinated. Here in Chicago, over 1,500 officers tested positive for COVID in 2020, which included 4 active duty officers who died as a result. So by these numbers, one in every 375 Chicago police officers who caught the virus died. With all that said, Chicago police aren't mandated to take the vaccine, which means it's important for them to understand the risks that they face, and it's also important for us to listen to their concerns about the vaccines. Referring back to the previously mentioned survey, 58% of the officers indicated that their primary concern was potential adverse effects from taking vaccine developed in a short amount of time. So, in light of these concerns, I will discuss how the 3 major vaccines work, and by no means am I an expert. However, my former education combined with the information provided by the CDC and various vaccine manufacturers have equipped me with the knowledge to reassure officers about this topic. So first, COVID-19, like other coronaviruses, is distinguishable by the spikes on their surface called spike protein. At this time, there are 3 vaccines in the U.S. Of note, 2 vaccines that are currently available are Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, which are both mRNA vaccines. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is the one currently paused, is a vector vaccine. Although mRNA vaccines are relatively new, they are backed by decades worth of research to determine their safety. They work by enveloping mRNA, which is just short for messenger RNA, with the spike protein on the surface of COVID. And this instructs our cells how to make the protein. So the mRNA vaccine that Pfizer and Moderna have developed teaches your cells to replicate the same spike protein found in COVID without ever introducing the actual infectious virus. For the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, this is a vector vaccine, which uses a vector virus that utilizes your cell's machinery to create copies of the spike protein. For both vaccines, when our immune system kicks in to identify foreign proteins, it begins to produce antibodies and activate immune cells to fight off what it interprets as infection. So the common side effects that we experience following a vaccine dose is a result of our immune system doing its job. These effects include mild fevers, headaches, chills, and pain at the injection site. So, the big question that's on everybody's mind, what's going on with Johnson & Johnson vaccine? And why has it been put on pause? Well, unlike the other 2 vaccines, at the time of this podcast recording, there has been 9 reports of very rare and severe blood clots within 13 days of vaccination. Now, the incidence of this rare blood clot falls somewhere between 1 in 200,000 to 1 in 500,000 per year. And with the 7 million people that have already taken the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the current incidence of this rare blood clot falls right below this average at 1 in 777,000. So, in addition to the 7 million vaccinated through Johnson & Johnson, 180 million people have received Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines. And the results speak for themselves. Our weekly deaths have trended down, and we have seen a 79.2% decrease compared to our January 13, 2021 peak. In addition, COVID-19 hospitalizations have decreased by 67.7% from mid-January to April 16, 2021. When it comes down to vaccines, rest assured that the science is not new. We've known for decades how this stuff works, but now we have the technology and the resources to bring these life-saving preventative measures to the public. Vaccines are the most powerful tool in our arsenal and our quickest way back to normalcy. If you're an officer who still have doubts about taking the vaccine, I just ask that you reflect on the risk you, your family, and the public face. 2020 was a year we will never forget for the wrong reasons. Let's beat this thing and make 2021 a year we won't forget for the right reasons.